On this third Sunday of Easter, once again we gather in God's presence. As Christ said, come and follow me. We followed. We are here because we want to spend our time with the Lord. Regardless of what we are asking for, what's in our mind, what anything is impossible, we know and we believe that God will make it his own way. For us, not only to satisfy, but be thankful and gratitude for what everything he has done in our life is a wonderful act that we trust in his power. We are amazed because he is the Father, loving, merciful, and forgiving. On the first reading, we are reminded that Peter, when he rejected Jesus, he felt guilt. But pointing out that out of his cowardice, he gave himself trust in God, because when Jesus Christ rose from the dead, still the same Jesus calling him. We are empowered, same Christ who are in the midst of us. Though we are many, we are still in the same one mode, because we are looking for peace. We are looking for Christ, hanging on the cross with an open arms, welcoming you and me that we are one with him, and we are so grateful and thankful to truly indeed that we are here just to celebrate life-giving. In the history of our salvation, Jesus Christ suffered and died so we can be saved. The grace of acceptance, even on the point of death, is his obedient will to the Father. God's divine generosity is given to all, and we must be thankful. It's the same spirit of Jesus why Peter acclaimed that we must obey God and not human beings. In order for us to understand the power of connection between God and human being, we always have to set our mind the power of respect, understanding the difference that what is in our heart, we can express it deeply so that people can hear what's inside of us. We can hear what other people's point of view, and we can connect in the communication within the language of love, that we are empowered and joyfully witnessing that we are truly indeed children of God. Bringing ourselves open to the Father, Lord, what everything is in me, all are yours, and we are so thankful. After the death of Jesus, Peter and the other apostles back to normal life, going fishing, but that night they caught nothing. Their hearts are broken and sad without Jesus. After the resurrection, Jesus rose from the dead and made himself present and gave them instruction. How does it affect to our day-to-day lives? Without Jesus in our heart, without God in our lives, we are nothing. No matter what status in life you're in, whether rich or poor, no matter what gender, races, cultures, backgrounds we have, if our mindset on the difference, then we are divided, but we are focused on one God alone in the midst of us, then we are united. Because minds and heart are empowered with the same strong spirit of Jesus that is in us, that is within you, which is the goodness. It's in the spirit where God speaks to us in the depthness of human's heart. So never let our heart broken for wrong motive or wrong emotions or moving, because it will never give a sense of peace and right directions. We all encounter, yes, but God gave us great freedom and free will to exercise it according to what is his will. Be like Jesus, obedient to what is his will, even it is hard and not easy to comprehend. But because we have faith enough for us to carry on and nurtured, because we do believe that God is the living hope. The reason why we are here, because we are thirst for his presence in the Eucharist we are about to receive, and empowered with the word of God that inspires us. On the gospel of the day, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than this?" Peter replied, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." To love Jesus more than all else means to lay down our life for others, a sacrificial love with no boundaries, the unconditional love. For the second time, Jesus said to Simon, son of John, "Do you love me?" Peter replied, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Tend my sheep." To love Jesus means to accept the Father as our own, that life in general, we are in communion with God that includes obedience, faithfulness, prayerful, and learn to listen and obey God's commandment. As we remember our own baptismal vow, we reject sin and profess our faith. We are truly indeed following what is God's desire, walking with Christ Jesus, who is our peace. In other words, we name ourselves Christians. And as we keep doing what is Christ-like, we know that we are not far away from God's kingdom. Apart from God, then we are nothing. That's what IAN stands for when we do evil things, when we do reject what is God's goodness. I am nothing. So we have nothing to boast. Only God, because He is the source of everything, why we are existed, and why we are still loved by Him. It's not because we are sinful. It's not because we are faithful or grateful. It's because we are His own, created in His image and likeness. Enough for us to see the goodness in each and every one of us so that we can fill the world with peace. The third time Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter hurt, but he replied, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." To love Jesus means do what Jesus did. To love and forgive, to listen and understand, to give hope and be free. When Jesus was rejected, denied, and crucified, he was hurt, but no resentment. His forgiving heart heals our brokenness, and we are given many opportunities to turn to God and be saved, as he said on the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what are they doing." An act of surrendering and caring for us, that we must have grateful attitude to Jesus. Suppose, Jesus, I am the one beyond the cross, but you take it from me, from us, so that we can feel that we have life to celebrate with one another, no matter what the difference is all about. Because the essence of forgiving heart liberates our mind to do the task. And to serve God's people for a better way of seeing life is beautiful, to live with a purpose. We are focused to what is great destiny. To pray from the heart with a complete trust that nothing is impossible. And to surrender everything to God, for we are humbled. And as we humble down, God lifted up. Amazing Father who gave us comfort, who leads our life and make it to the fullest. God is calling us to work in His mission, to serve and remembering the forgotten, to pray for the outcast, to uplift the neglected, hope for the hopeless, to visit the sick and the lonely, and be the voice of the imprisoned. As we do this, we do it for the Lord, and we are on the journey that all may be one, in giving divine generosity of greatest time of all, ourselves, our very own self, to people around us, to our loved ones, especially those who are close and near to us, that sometimes we just take it for granted because we're always crying and fighting for our own rights. We have the right to love, the right to respect, and the right to see the beauty of giving, so that we can become people of hope, peacemaker, giver of joy, and authentic witness to the gospel. Authentic witness to the gospel is truly a living inspiration for us, because we tend to honor God, we praise Him, not only in our lips, but deeply in our day-to-day thinking, in a day-to-day living, and the day-to-day act of kindness. Sinners are we. God is good. His promises give us hope to follow and the faithful believe that He is the Lord of all. Nothing can separate us from God's love. Nothing is Lord supposed to be in our mind. It is Him. So that when He is in our heart, what we can see is Jesus in the life and eyes of one another. And as you look around, we become reflection of God's image in His likeness. That we can make it possible to pass it on the beauty of love and forgiving. Because this is the day that we are called by God once again. It's good to live, that our minds, our heart are purified, holy and divine. But it's impossible because we know that we are limited and we are human. We are bound to fail, and sometimes we are too weak in our faith and strong in a fleshy desire. But don't give up, because God will never give up us too. Because we are here as one family. And Peter, like him, we too are sinful and yet are called to be focused on the mission. And what we receive from above must be the blessings to share. It is a communal blessing where all are blessed, lack nothing, and complete. Coming from above, nothing else but from God. His love is empowerment, and it's good that we begin to love ourselves the way we keep loving others. But in real life, it's always be challenging. There's no easy life. But we will try, O Lord, our best to love You and to love the unlovable. So please, Lord, help us. Every time we receive You in the Eucharist, we call upon deeply in our hearts, saying, my Lord and my God. Feeding our minds with good thoughts will give us a better understanding to know the difference. And with fullness of gratitude, we are to bless the world with peace, kind, and generosity. Because once we are attuned our mind and grateful for what God has been given to us, small and big things in our life, impossible or possible, brothers and sisters, you will be amazed. There are so many things to be grateful what God has been done to us. As long as we are not comparing ourselves to each other, just be thankful for what we've seen is the goodness, and we are celebrating the joy of the Lord is in our hands. True, in this Eucharistic gathering, we celebrate one Lord, one faith, one baptism, for we are one with God, who is Father of all. Jesus loves us, but how about you and me? Do we love Him more than anything else? And if does, then time to change, celebrate the joy and goodness that is within you.